A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I am Kate Spencer.
And I am Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
No, but we are two friends who like to talk a lot, and I do mean a lot, about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you. We share your comments and your thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
Indeed, we do. But please do remember, we are podcast hosts. We're not experts, and we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or mental health professional as needed.
If you would like to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390, and our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com. aka jeems.com.
You can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, for links to everything we mention on the show. You can also check out all the products that we mention on the show arranged in a kind of easier way to navigate fashion at shopmyshelf.us/forever35. And you can follow us on Twitter at forever35pod, on Instagram at forever35podcast, and join the Forever 35 Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/forever35podcast. The password there is serums. And do sign up for our newsletter at forever35podcast.com/newsletter.
So, hello, my friend, old door. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I am good. You know, we're recording this a little ahead of time, but 2 days after this episode comes out, I will be celebrating my 43rd birthday. So happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. How are you feeling about this?
I feel fine. Age, in terms of like the number, has yet to kind of unsettle me.
I expect
it could happen at any time. And I think that's a really valid way to feel when you all of a sudden you're like, what? I mean, there is a part of me that's like, what the fuck? I'm 43.
Yeah.
How did that happen? I still feel like I'm in college.
Yeah.
I've actually kind of been thinking more about how I can, I think some way that the people feel about New Year's, I kind of feel about my birthday, where it's always a time, or at least it has been in recent years, where I'm like, where am I? What am I doing as a person intellectually, spiritually, professionally, emotionally, et cetera, et cetera? Do I like it? How do I feel? What do I want to be doing with my life?
Okay, so it's a big time for some self-reflection.
Self-reflection and honestly, some self-care.
Okay.
There's going to be some self-care happening.
Yeah, do you have anything planned?
Well, I have no like party planned. I don't like birthday parties. I think we've talked about this before. I don't like parties thrown in my honor. They give me a lot of anxiety. It's not social anxiety. It's people pleaser anxiety of worrying about everybody having a good time. Like I don't think I've ever really enjoyed a birthday party. And quite honestly, I haven't really had that many. I prefer like dinner with friends or like, you know, an activity with my husband or one friend. Yeah, you get it. You get me.
I do get it.
So I've been dealing with some health stuff, and that has kind of caused me to really think about like how I'm taking care of myself, both inside, well, mostly just inside. How am I taking care of my insides? Like my guts, my food, the food I eat, all that. But also like, how am I managing my stress in a way that actually helps? I don't know that I am. So my thought is kind of like, how am I going to use this birthday to like recenter myself? And also this time off of from the podcast, I'm not going to be off from work completely or parenting or anything else that I do, but just to have a little free time from the pod to kind of maybe, I don't know, do a couple things to take care of myself.
Do you have any specifics that you'd like to share?
Okay, well, tomorrow I am going to the infrared sauna.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I mean, without going into too much detail, I'm starting to become convinced that I have some symptoms of long COVID, or just like my COVID hasn't quite gone away yet. I don't know. So I've been talking to my doctor, and anyway, I have done some research. It's all anecdotal. There's been like no, obviously, like it's been too soon to really study this stuff. But yeah, I'm gonna go to do an infrared sauna. Just a session, just like a few minutes in the sauna. Juice myself up with some of that red light.
I can't wait to hear how this goes for you.
I mean, I've been before. I've never told you about my infrared saunaing days. I've never talked about this on the podcast.
I don't think so.
Oh, I'm like a big infrared sauna fan.
Was this pre-pod or like?
No, this was like during.
Wow, Kate.
It was pre-COVID. Pre-COVID. How did I keep this secret from you all?
Wow.
I love an infrared sauna. Here's the deal. For me, it's like, if this is doing something, great. If it's not, it still feels good. So I'm happy either way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Can you tell those of us who have not done an infrared sauna what it actually entails?
Sure. So I don't know the science of what the fuck infrared light is. That tells you how much excellent research I have done. People claim that sitting under or around an infrared sauna light or an infrared light, it can have various benefits. Everything from like helping your immune system to like reducing body pain to like blood circulation. I have some friends who, you know, have gone through cancer and chemotherapy who like swear by it. And again, it's one of those things where it's like, is there extensive research that proves their genuine healing capabilities? I don't know. Is it one of those things where it's like, I'm doing this and this is like a wellness thing that doesn't do anything? Possibly. But you basically, so when you go to the infrared sauna, it's a private little room and you have your own little tiny like booth. And yeah, and they set, you know, they'll set you up, and as a first timer, they put you on kind of the lowest heat setting. And the place where I go, they also give you like a little droplet of essential oil to kind of scent the room if you so like. And you get a lot of towels.
Ooh.
And you just sweat it out. And I don't bring my phone in often because it'll overheat as it does in the sun. And you sweat, you know, for 25 minutes. And It helped me relax. It was helping me relax. It helped me like when I had a really bad cold, I was going a lot, and that was helping. I just kind of liked it as a way of like mentally helping me kind of relax and slow down. So I'm going to give myself the month of July to kind of focus on taking better care of myself. I was going to go once a week to the infrared sauna. And again, I can't believe I kept this from you.
I mean, look, Kate, it is possible that we talked about this.
I mean, pre-COVID, we have recorded like 1,000 episodes.
We've recorded a gajillion episodes. And also, like, honestly, pre-COVID times are like, what even was pre-COVID times?
Can you believe we did a podcast before COVID and talked about just other things?
I mean, no.
Yeah. Oh, to be clear, so the way this differs from like a steam sauna at the spa is that it uses infrared lamps. So there is allegedly a difference between, you know, this and just go into the spa. Although I love another kind of sauna. Saunas are like very big in Nordic cultures. Mm-hmm. You know, people just have in cold weather places.
I was just going to say, because it's for so self-care. Cold. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So look, if this is our first time talking about saunas, I welcome thoughts, feedback. Are you a sauna person? I also love a steam room, but that's not, you know, what we're doing here. So anyway, that's how I'm taking care of myself as I turn 43.
Well, this is exciting, Kate. I love that you have this plan. It sounds very, very self-care focused. And I like this for you.
There's also always the chance that I'll do it for 2 days and then be like, never mind. But, you know, as if you've followed along with this podcast, you know, that's kind of my vibe. So I appreciate you seeing me for who I am.
We see you. We all see you. Well, Kate, let's take a little break, because when we come back, we have a lot of things to get into.
Oh, we're talking about other people, and I'm very excited to dive into this conversation.
All right, we'll be right back.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So, Dory, we had a listener who wrote in asking about how to compliment other people. and especially using the phrase like, you look great. And then you I forget exactly what the original listener wrote to us, but it was that idea of like, do we compliment people on how they look? Are we not speaking about other people's bodies or appearances to them? And you and I kind of got into the question of like, do you say like, oh, you look great to someone? And we heard from a lot of people about this. So I will share this first email here. They wrote, hi, Kat and Dor. I was thinking about the conversation about saying to a friend, you look great when you see them, in the context of the comment being about superficial appearances, similar to how it is not appropriate to comment, have you lost weight? ? One thing I like to say to a good friend or family member, particularly if I haven't seen them for a while, is it's so good to see you. It speaks more to their visual presence being such a delight to my senses. Just thought I would share that. Love you both.
Oh, I like that.
So I love it's good to see you. And I like to say it when I meet somebody.
I think this is a very LA thing.
Is it?
Yes. It's an LA thing because you're not supposed to admit that you're never supposed to say it's nice to meet you because you might have already met that person in your multitudes of, you know, social events. And it's, you know, it's going to make things awkward if you say that it's nice to meet you when you've already met them. And so I find that people in Los Angeles say it's nice to see you. And you're like, I've never met you, motherfucker. But
I like it. I kind of like it in terms of like, it kind of is like, I'm honored. Like, it's nice to be in your presence. I don't know. I like it.
Oh, interesting.
As a greeting. I think of it more that way, but I do think it is helpful in terms of like just politeness, because that like feeling of, I have been on the other end of people not remembering that we've met, and me being like, hey, and knowing their like full name and their life story. And it is very awkward for all involved. And I do not fault them.
Yeah.
It's very hard to remember people.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Sorry. Now I'm getting us off on like a total side tangent. But like, the thing that sometimes throws me about nice to see you, and I have done it too, is like, sometimes if I have met someone and I legitimately don't remember meeting them, and I say it's nice to see you, that then implies that I do remember how I met them. And then I can't ask, wait, where did I, like, did we meet at so-and-so's party or like whatever? You know what I mean? Like, you can't establish context because you've already been like, so nice to see you. I'm like, fuck, wait, I forget their name. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think it's appropriate, excuse me, to ever say like, oh, where did we meet again? Or like, how do I know you? Or like, I'm sorry, I don't remember your name. You know, is it, do you ever feel, I'm trying to get more comfortable. For example, if someone's like, hey, Kate, and I have, like, this happened to me recently where a person I knew recognized me. We were both in masks and I couldn't place them. And she was just said her name. But I feel like just being honest of like, I'm sorry, I'm just not remembering how I know you. Or like, is there a way to politely say that without hurting somebody's feelings?
I think there is. But then I also feel like you always hear people being like, I've met like after the fact, people being like, I've met this person 5 times. They never remember me. You know what I mean? So like, you don't want to be on the other side of that. You don't want to be the person who never remembers. Like, so it's very tricky. I don't know. I don't have the answer.
I don't either.
I do think that like, as sort of like eye rolly as I find it, I see the utility of it's nice to see you. Because it does, in a very like Hollywood way, it does just like save face. There's nothing Hollywood hates more than awkwardness. And so it's just like, I see how this is an elegant solution to this problem.
Yeah. And also, if you're seeing somebody that you do recognize and remember, I think saying it's so good to see you is such a genuine
totally,
way to express.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love what the listener agree is suggesting. With that. Do you want to take this text message that we got?
Kate, I would like nothing more.
You've been chomping at the bit.
Hey, Kat and Dor. I had my pause the pod moment with the you look great discussion. I'm a cancer patient and weight loss is such a tricky thing. I'm acutely aware the folks around me could be experiencing weight change due to health things that they haven't shared. I'm in the habit of speaking to others about their emotional state. It's so lovely to see you. You look so calm, or you look so content and happy. It opens up the conversation for them to share if they'd like and helps me tune in emotionally. It's a practice for sure, but has been so worth it.
Excellent choices.
I like this.
I like this too. You look so happy is really... Now, what if I said that to you and you were actually like, actually, I'm miserable? I guess it still opens up the conversation?
I think so. I think so.
Like, let's role play this for a second.
Okay, okay. All right. Who am I?
You're you.
Am I... I'm
You're
the per-
you.
But am I... Do I look happy, but I'm sad inside? Or am I... You know what I mean? Which side of the conversation am I?
Let's try that. Yeah, let's try that and see how this, come around out of the awkwardness. Okay.
Okay, let's
Dory, hi. Hi, how are you? You look so content and happy.
Oh, wow, Kate, it's really weird to hear you say that because actually I'm not at all.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you want to talk about what you're feeling? This is hard. No, this is tricky.
Well, I think you probably wouldn't open with "you look so content and happy." Here, let's flip it.
Okay.
We'll try it. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Kate, hey, how are you? It's been so long.
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I mean, because you look really content and happy.
Okay, so one way I could go would be like, "Thank you so much. I am really happy. I am." Super successful in all aspects of my life and am spiritually nurtured. Great to see you, Dory. Or it could be like, you know what? It's funny you say that because I've been really down. I've been going through some hard stuff with my family.
Oh gosh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's okay. Thank you so much. It's fine. We'll get through it. How have you been?
Well, you know, I just want you to know that I'm here for you if you ever need to talk or, you know, whatever. I know we haven't seen each other that much over the years, but.
Yeah, we met that one time at that party. So that's really nice of you to offer.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. You know, I just always got like a good vibe from you. So.
Okay. See, I liked that. That worked.
Or we could just launch a podcast together. What do you think?
It'd be great. You know what? Let's do that. Let's work together every day for the next 4.5 years.
I knew I liked you from the moment we were drunk together on that shabby couch in that apartment in Hell's Kitchen.
And this all stemmed from you telling me I looked content and happy. Yep. Thank you, Dory.
Wow. I've changed the course of both our lives.
Okay, so that role play was... I would say kind of effective.
Yes, I agree. I think.
I mean, it went off the rails, but.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. No, your acting was actually very good.
Oh, I thank you. I think that what this just highlights is like you can kind of go whatever, you can kind of go in whatever direction you want. Like if someone says you look content and content and happy.
Mm.
Like you said, it's up to you if you want to kind of like open that door to a further conversation. Because if you're like, actually, I'm not, then that kind of implies that you want to talk about it. And if you don't feel like talking about it, then I think you can just like receive the compliment and be like, thank you.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So, wow.
Oh, it's so interesting how we communicate
this.
Well, the other thing though, like the other thing about these interactions is that small talk varies via culture, right? Or community.
Yes.
Or country. So the way you and I are used to small talking here in Los Angeles, California might be different down the road, but it might also, you know, it's going to be different in Korea. So
totally,
it's confusing these customs and traditions that we get ourselves into.
Yeah, that's a really good point also.
Well, we have a voicemail to share. Why don't we play that?
Let's do that.
Hey, Forever 35, long time. I'm calling in, I pause the pod, about commenting on how people look. And I am someone who is in recovery for an eating disorder. And my recovery body is a larger body than the body when I was really active in my eating disorder. And I just wanted to emphasize how important it is, I think, that we don't comment on people's weight, even if that person is still in a space where they want to be congratulated for losing weight. Because I know that those things were really great to hear when I was in a really disordered place. And I still remember who used to tell me how great I looked, or how thin I looked and how wonderful that was. And now it gives me anxiety about being around those people, because I know that I'm not that thin anymore. And so I'm wondering, you know, what they're thinking of my body. And they probably aren't thinking of my body, but that's how our brains work. A go-to that I like to use is when I want to, compliment my friends, like my close friends, is I say, gosh, you just really look like yourself. Like if I see someone and they do look genuinely like happy and energized, and whether that, like, I try not to attach it to a physical thing unless it's like, oh gosh, I love your dress. And those are the sorts of things that even with something like that, I keep it really just to my close friends, just because you never know what someone's going through. And I feel like, Kate and Dory, you two are both so good about considering that people are in different places, or someone might have lost or gained weight because they're sick, or a variety of reasons. But, I think that complimenting people on the vibrancy with which they show up, or like how happy they look if they are just having like a bright smiley day. And for close friends, I love telling my close friends that they're beautiful, because it's really about them as a whole person. Even if, you know, placing value around beauty in general is a bit complicated. But anyway, thank you for all that you do and for having these conversations, and for in your personal life not congratulating people when they lose weight. Anyway, thanks so much. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for this perspective.
The eating disorder. Yeah, the eating disorder stuff is really important, I think, to keep in mind.
And I find it so triggering when when people comment on my body. Most of the time, I feel it's like older family members. It doesn't really happen. Although it does happen with peers. It's like we've been so brainwashed and conditioned. Again, I don't fault anybody for doing it. It's like it's like the diet culture is a cult.
Yes.
That we're all trying to escape.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about like when you meet up with a friend and they're wearing like a really amazing outfit? What do you think about being like, I'm loving this whole vibe?
Yeah, I love complimenting somebody's look.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll just be like, you're glowing. I mean, like if I see you, I feel comfortable being like, I love your lipstick, or like, are you wearing, and I do this to you sometimes when we log into Zoom or whatever this video program is, Riverside, because sometimes, you know, one of us just happens to be glowing, or we put a little extra makeup on, and I feel safe commenting, knowing you could say like, nope, I've done nothing. I don't have makeup on. And I could say, oh, you know, sorry if that was offensive. And, you know, I think the scale of friendship is definitely important, but never comment on bodies. Although I did just tell you I commented on your mascara. That's kind of the body.
Wow. All right.
But cool. I think complimenting an outfit is, you know, putting an outfit together can be really like a way of self-expression. You're commenting somebody's creativity in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whew. This is really, really deep stuff.
Yeah, I know. We are just going deep today. All right. Well, we're going to take another little break, and we'll be back with some more food for thought on this.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig.
Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
All right, we are back and we have another voicemail.
Hi, Cat and Door. I am calling. I said to pause the pod when you were talking about whether or not you say you look great anymore to people or compliment them on their appearance. I've thought about that a lot, especially since when I was pregnant a couple of years ago. I had a lot of people saying how great I looked and how like small I looked, and like, oh, you don't look that pregnant. You're still so small. But at the time, I was actually really struggling with some concerns about how the baby was growing. She's fine. She's female, but, I think people thought they were giving me such a compliment and they were actually feeding into a lot of anxiety, and it's not so good. So I thought about that a lot. And I think the key for me is the intimacy of the relationship. So I'm not going to talk to people who I don't know at all about how they look. Unless I'm like, where did you get your shoes or something like that. But if it's a close friendship and you have the context for, like, if this person struggles with, you know, disordered eating, I'm not going to talk to them about how their body looks. But if I know they just got their hair done, I will compliment them on how their hair looks. So I think that's really the key, is how well you know the person and can you talk about those kinds of things and get to know your own in each other's insecurities and the things you feel more comfortable talking about. Because we do have bodies and we can see them and we adorn them and we, you know, enjoying makeup and fashion and stuff. That stuff is fun, and I don't think we should feel like we can't talk about them. But I think it's important to just know who you're talking to. So I hope that makes sense. Love you guys. Bye.
Context.
Great thoughts on this one, right?
Yeah. Context is important.
Kinda, you know,
one thing that I was thinking about as we were wrapping up our conversation before the break is like complimenting someone's clothes at work is a lot more fraught and complicated. Like if your male boss compliments your dress, it's a little weird and awkward. You know what I mean? And I don't know. So there's a difference between that and like you complimenting my dress.
Very good point, Dory. And I think also commenting on pregnant bodies is a whole other realm of discussion. And also, I'm not going to get into this, Norman. You know, just the comment of like, oh, you look this way, you look that way. Are you carrying this? Are you carrying that? Are you, like, I've had friends have people say to them, like, you look like you're carrying twins. And then if like, I'm just carrying one child, they're like, well, that's going to be a big baby. You know, just the comment.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, we've got one final message from a listener to share. Shall I read this?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hi, Kate and Dory. I can't stop thinking about the question of whether or not we should comment, compliment people on their appearance. I try to reserve my praise for a friend's appearance when they look especially happy and healthy, or if they have a cool new piece of clothing, accessory, or haircut. I have a friend who texted me today very excited about all the weight she's lost over the last couple of months of maternity leave, which I totally understand. I believe pre-baby, she was slightly but not significantly overweight and wanted to lose 20 pounds, and now she's more than halfway there. I also know she's been having some medical issues that are making eating more challenging, and I would imagine this is contributing to her weight loss. I have long worried that she could have a tendency toward losing weight through overly rigid calorie restriction. I've never confronted her about this, and I want to be happy that she's happy, but I am reluctant to cheer her on too much because I don't want to encourage unhealthy behavior. I also hate the virtue we seem to assign to thinness and weight loss. Any advice on how to handle? I've been in the position of being a bit overweight and also losing weight very quickly due to chronic illness. I'll never forget being complimented by an acquaintance for having, quote, worked my ass off when I came home from college one summer, and I didn't have it in me to tell this woman that my weight loss was the result of a serious lung infection and months of health scares and hospital stays. All other people saw was that I was thinner, and I was praised for it. It's a real mindfuck, especially if the implication is that when you're healthy, you don't look as good as when you're sick. Just wanted to share that perspective as well. God, thank you. It's interesting to think about how to navigate that conversation with the friend, right?
Yes.
You know, I think you can say, like, I'm happy that you're feeling good. Or like, I know this was important to you, or I know this was something, you know, that you've been working on. If this is a close friend, you can certainly speak to them of just saying, you know, I care about you and I just want to make sure that you feel, I don't know how you would position this question or statement, but I think it is worth having a conversation. But yeah, it's really tricky when you don't want to assign morality and virtue to weight loss, but yes, other people want to be acknowledged for it, which I think is also their right. You know, I don't quite know how to navigate that. Do you have any thoughts?
It's really tricky. I think now I would default to the, you look really happy. That we kind of discussed before the break. Because, like, as this listener points out, this friend right now does seem really happy and excited that they've lost this weight. So they do seem happy. And I think that, you know, that could be a way of kind of threading this needle, right? Like, it's really tricky because, this, you know, they say, I don't want to cheer her on too much, and I hate the virtue we seem to assign to thinness and weight loss. And so it's like, oh, you seem really happy. I don't know. Is that condescending?
I honestly don't know. Or you just say, like, that's great. Like, I'm glad that you're feeling good about that. Or, like, that's really exciting. I think you can just kind of honor it without being like, I commend you for thinness. And I understand the feeling that any sort of validation of it is like, if you can feel like you're making this sweeping statement about, you know, your stance on fat phobia and all that stuff, you know? So yeah. I get that worry. But I also would say, like, you know, in terms of like her expressing her excitement, you can just say like, that's great, and move on, you know? This has been a really interesting conversation about the way we talk to each other.
I agree. And I feel like I still don't have, like, all the answers.
No, I definitely don't. And I also know that I have had moments where I've clearly felt like I have said too much or the wrong thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I tend to like over talk when I'm nervous. So in mm-hmm. social situations, I tend to be the person who like can't stop talking as opposed to the person who won't talk. You know, that, mm-hmm. that person. So I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but it's, you know, it's interesting too, to think about it because we are interacting in real life more and more. And so that kind of like exercising that muscle
totally
is really something we are all hopefully doing a little bit.
Well, thanks for having this conversation, Kate.
I've really enjoyed it. And I really appreciate all our listeners weighing in about this. And if you have more thoughts, you know where to find us.
Yep. All right. Bye, everyone.